Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of All Over the Everywhere. If you haven't already, please go and hit that subscribe button for us. Then find us on Facebook, All Over the Everywhere. Also, we're on Twitter, at AOTEPC. Thank you again for tuning in, and enjoy the show. All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of All Over the Everywhere. As I was stating the other night, we're kicking it off with something a little different than the usual procedure. We're gonna dive into a little conspiracy, as some people call it, and some of us call it truth. We'll find out. Well, we won't find out, but hopefully we find out, I should say. And yeah, we'll go from there. I'm joined by Mr. Jay Pheasant again. He's here. And hello. Then the new person to the game, Mr. Joba.
Who brought the new guy?
Who brought the new guy?
The resident expert.
He is the resident expert. So basically what I was alluding to is QAnon. Figured we might as well just get right into it. I mean, the three of us have a text chain that is essentially Conspiracy 101, as it's titled appropriately. Because some of the stuff we do get into is sometimes out there. We don't necessarily spend all our time on QAnon, but that's just what it is, because that's a huge thing going on right now, especially with the elections, and which is now, what, 4 days away, 5 days away?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I just can't wait for it to be over.
Yeah.
But the worst part is that
it's not going to be over.
You're going to vote on the 3rd, and it's not going to be over for what? What was it today in North Carolina? In the Supreme Court, they're allowing votes to be counted 9 days past.
That's crazy.
That's insane.
I know that if your ballots are submitted postmarked, they count them, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the whole thing. Is it going to be postmarked 9 days later?
So for like the people that aren't dropping them off.
You're going to fucking have to wait 2 weeks for them to show up? Like, or does it just have to be, you're just allowing them to come in until 9 days later?
Well, they're going
to
do the count and be like, oh, hold on, we're not done.
Yeah.
We need 6 million more votes. Yeah.
Maybe that's why Fox hired Donna Brazile so they could try and figure out how that shit works. And she couldn't figure it out in Florida, that's for sure. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, anybody out there, if they're familiar with QAnon, if you're not, we're going to try and start somewhat from the beginning. And we're going to try and restrain ourselves to not get too crazy, too deep, too fast. Because there have been people who have asked questions. And it's been periodically, you know, sprinkled in throughout the news, especially like the mainstream media. They're like, oh, these QAnon believers and QAnon followers. And
it's getting way more airtime now over the last like 2 months.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And how I know more people are finding it is my father-in-law actually asked me 2 weeks ago. He was like, what's up with this Q stuff? And I was just like, he sends me a message. And I just sent it back to him. I was like, have fun going down the hole.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably should have like offered some sort of better help than just have fun.
Stay off of YouTube.
Yeah. Well, yeah, YouTube censors everything now. Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it's YouTube is definitely censoring stuff. I mean, did you see Jack Dorsey's fucking Senate fucking testimony?
No.
And it's like Ted Cruz just hits him up and he's like, do you believe Twitter has the ability to influence the election? And Dorsey's like, no. He's like, how in the hell do you believe that answer is true? And just like going back, and then he started asking about like the New York Post thing and censoring them. And he's like, they can go on their page and all they have to do is delete the post and they can repost it and we'll be fine. And I'm like, wait a minute, why do they have to delete it? Because then it looks like they were wrong.
Well, I think Twitter's like hindering your ability to retweet stuff.
Well, yeah, they fucking nuked the fucking retweet button,
yeah,
essentially. And it's like people like even it's funny how if you're not following what's going on with Twitter, people in other groups on Twitter, like I follow like Raider Nation, mm-hmm, all through Twitter. And one of the guys is like, man, I really wanted to retweet this story, but I can't. I had to like copy and paste it or something like that. And I'm like, yeah, Twitter nuked the retweet button. And he's like, oh shit, thanks, man. I'm gonna look into that. And I'm like, oh, I might have just woke somebody up. You might go find something. Yeah. So, but I know, I mean, Joe, we were kind of talking before you got here a little bit. And one of the text messages that we had shared was the Isaac Cappy on Twitter, which obviously, well, not obviously, but Cappy is deceased as it was about 2 years ago.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
So 2 years ago. And he's kind of like, I was hearing like QAnon and stuff, and I kind of like lightly followed it. And I was watching, I used to watch like True Reporting all the time. True Reporting, Red Pill 78. Yeah, Red Pill 78. Like I used to watch their YouTube channels like religiously. Like they came out a new video, bam, I'm watching it. And when Cappy died, that like sent me straight into the hole, like down that rabbit hole. And I started digging on stuff and. That's when I really got like alerted to like a lot of like the Tom Hanks stuff, and like I didn't even realize how dark that was until
fill people in about the Tom Hanks stuff for this, in case they don't know.
Well, Tom Hanks, when Cappy passed, well, he jumped off a bridge onto Route 66, essentially committed suicide, and a video right before that, and like Jobo was saying, he said that he had fucked up. And because he was posting videos on, what is it? What was that app that he's using? I forget what it was. It was one of those like live chat apps. And you're all right. It's cool, man. he was basically like going off, like live. And he was like going down like Seth Green, like he was naming names, like how they're involved, like what they were doing. Like I don't remember it all right now. And then like the next day he comes out and he's like, oh, I fucked up. So like Joe was saying that they might have caught him in like a compromising position to where they would have something over him. So either he did commit suicide or he was suicided for dropping all these names and starting to release all this information because he was in a position where he's like, I have nothing to gain by saying all of this.
Right.
But he started saying like Tom Hanks, what was he like essentially paid, like bought like a 14-year-old girl from a couple like years prior.
I think her name was, Sarah Ruth Ashcraft. She actually has a Twitter handle too. She posts a lot of, interesting Cappy like things
about that specific thing. That specific event?
Yeah.
Really? Ooh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I knew of her. I knew she was on Twitter.
Weird,
but
super weird handle to follow, but
yeah.
She alludes to that fact a lot.
And I think that's what's funny about, like, the beginning parts of you and why people thought it was, like, such, like, a conspiracy, because you would get people like her and Cappy, and Cappy's a weird dude in himself, and they would post certain things, and you're just like, it's just so, like, mentally out there. And then, like, the next post is, like, him live dropping these names about pedophilia and all this other shit. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, how do you hold this guy seriously? Almost like Alex Jones, you know? And he was another guy, like, he was almost my entry into, like, kind of, like, the conspiracy world. And, like, I thought Alex Jones was kind of crazy. And I was like,
he's a little bit. This dude's
insane. Yeah,
he's a little crazy.
He's nuts.
Yeah. But the worst part was, like, when you start watching him or following him daily as he's releasing information, some of this shit's, like, coming true. And it's not stuff that – it's not, like, you know, future proves past, like what Q says. This is stuff that he's saying on Monday. And then the following, like, Wednesday, that shit's happening. And you're just like, wait a minute. What the fuck? And then he'll come out and be like, oh, the fluoride in the water is making the frogs gay. And you're like, all right, Alex. Jesus Christ. Like, come on, man.
Like, you just discredited everything you've just
exactly.
said.
Exactly.
You
know? And I think we had a conversation one time that he was almost an asset to where they would pump, like, feed him information.
Controlled disinformation.
Yeah, controlled disinformation. So he would let it go, and then he says the frogs are gay, and everybody's like, yeah, he's fucking whack job. You can't credit him at all. So it's almost like a easy way to like let some information out without, you know, having official releases or anything like that.
It makes it all go over people's heads.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just make people stop listening. But yeah, I mean, then the whole Tom Hanks thing, then that started blowing up recently. The whole pedophilia and everything else, and then
he's a citizen of Greece now.
Now he's a citizen of Greece, where pedophilia is accepted, and it's kind of very odd. And then I mean,
they tried to make it an acceptable way of life there, but I don't think that passed.
I thought it did.
I don't think it did.
I think well, that's what I'm saying. I thought it did, and that's why, like, a week later, he ended up getting his citizenship over there.
Tommy Lee, the rock star, just claimed citizenship there, too. And so now he's being tossed into that whole Pizzagate Tom Hanks thing.
Wow. Tommy Lee, it wasn't... That's not too far off from being believable. I mean, look at his lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's come out publicly against Trump, and said if Trump wins, he's going to move back to Greece or something crazy.
And that's one of these things. Like, it's like now...
All these broken promises, man. There should have been like 800 million people who've already moved.
Yeah. And what was it? Bon Jovi's like, I'm going to Australia. And it's like, fucking see you later. Like,
yeah, you haven't been relevant since 84.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Way to bring an extra 20 people to Biden's 20-person rally the other day.
Your great, CFL football team will be fine without you.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. But this is like one of those things where like your mind just starts going and it's like, I know that I've jumped all over the place in the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's hard to like...
That's because I'm being so quiet right now. I'm trying to get the hang of this whole podcast thing.
Dude, just start talking, man.
It's just
talk.
That's the problem. My brain doesn't shut off, so I have so many things running through my head right now.
On the bright side, no one's listening to us right now except for Blair, so.
Yeah, it's very true. This isn't live, so. Yeah, Blair's like, yeah, I'm not even listening. Thanks. Thanks, honey. So way to show support.
Can I have a costume?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, she's making Wyatt's costume. Yeah. Well, I told him. We asked if he wanted to... Huh? No, we've already said his name. It's too late. Name's out there.
Paper for what?
If he wanted to do notes and like kind of write stuff down. He asked if he should bring notes. And it was just kind of like, no, we'll kind of like do a little off the cuff. And apparently we should have brought notes.
Well, no, I just want, like, if he's got a lot of things running through his head,
sometimes just jot down as you go. Yeah, I mean, we can.
You want some paper? I have... substantial anxiety issues too, so I think that's part of the problem.
I mean, would it help if you took the headphones off?
I doubt it.
All right.
Want a hug?
Maybe another one or two.
Yeah.
Of these,
you know, yeah. All right. There you go. We'll get some beer flow. Yeah.
Actually, I drank that pretty fast. It's almost gone.
I mean, if you really need some liquid courage or whatever you want to call it. The bar is right there. All I was going to do is open the doors. There's plenty of liquor in there. But yeah, so essentially QAnon, depending on who you ask, you'll get different answers of who Q is.
Who Q is, huh? I don't think anybody has that answer except for the people that are involved with that group.
But how long ago? So like for like novice people, right? Just I'll be the, you know, the question asker, like, when did you start getting into it? And then, like, what kind of set you off? And, like, what initial things did you read? That type of thing. Maybe like, start from the beginning type thing.
Well, 3 years ago yesterday is when he made his first drop on, I think it was the 4chan message board.
And, yeah, 4chan's where it all started.
Yeah, that's where it started. It moved from there to 8chan, and now it's on 8kun. I drew a blank.
It's all right.
All right. Well, one of the reasons why it moved from 4chan to 8chan to 8, well, now it's 8kun, is the boards kept getting attacked and getting shut down. And that's one of the things that starts to provide legitimacy to what this person or people is putting out there.
Just 4chan, isn't it like, I mean, it's just like a free-for-all, right?
Yeah.
It was, essentially.
I mean, it's a different world.
Right. There. So, like, yeah. to censor, like, something that's, like, not remotely...
Well, they're not censoring it. The boards were getting attacked. Like, the boards were getting shut down, like cyber attacks. So you couldn't even access it. Nobody could post to it. Like, they're having problems.
You could argue that's a form of attempted form of censorship, right?
No, I mean, absolutely. You're absolutely correct.
DDoS attack.
Yeah.
And then they went to 8chan. They created 8chan, and then which was supposed to have higher security and all that. And then it was still getting attacked and shut down. And it actually went quiet for, what was it, like 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Where the guy owns it. I follow the guy, like an Asian dude.
Filipino dude. Code Monkey?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, he's Akun.
He created it.
I don't think he was involved with 8chan.
Yeah, so they came out with 8kun, so it's 8KUN. And they essentially built the servers and everything. They built all the firewalls and everything to it. And it's supposed to be like one of the most like secure servers. Like, you can't attack this thing. And it's just been constant attacks ever since they've been on there. And when major events happen, that board gets attacked more than anything else. I mean, he's on the boards. I don't really jump into the boards too much because that, like he says, that's a whole nother world. And unless you've been in it and you know how to read it and follow it, it can get confusing. But I know that that is so secure. Like, and that's the thing. Like, this person slash group is posting here. And you continue to attack to try and take them down. Why? What information do these people hold, or that in the code of messages that you know that they hold, that is so disturbing to you, that is so dangerous to you, that you need to quiet this person?
That kind of goes back to what Jay asked me, what kind of drew me in. It's that kind of stuff right there. Like, why are you trying to silence something if it's so false?
Right. Yeah. I would think that if, you know, if somebody's making outlandish claims, then you just kind of make a mockery of those claims without, like, you know, like, I think the more credence you put into something, the more believable it becomes, and the more it kind of spirals, and other people are like, well, if it's bullshit, why are people trying so hard to hide bullshit, right? Just let the bullshit be bullshit.
Be bullshit.
Right.
Yeah, but unfortunately, these people can't, because they know
things that have happened that are true.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. And it is definitely one of the things of, is, you know, like we say in the text to you, and you see through Q's post, you know, the future proves past. So stuff that, like, we're reading is like the delta on it, the timetable might not be a year, 2 years, even 3 years before this shit, the truth comes out, and you're like, oh shit, like I remember reading about that, like,
yeah, 22 years ago that came out.
Yeah. Fucking,
oh,
yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's one of the hard parts is Q has stated before that I think he talks as a single person, not as a group. He's like, I can't come out and just tell you because there's legal consequences for me to release information.
Yeah, national security laws.
Yeah, national security, all the rest of that.
Also, why are you going to telegraph your move to your enemy?
Exactly. And that's one of the things, like, I think why so many people, like, got so into it. And they're like, oh, shit's going down. Like, it's going to happen, like, tomorrow. And, like, you're trying, like, so many people trying to, like, decode all the messages and, like, it means tomorrow. Like, this is going to fucking go down. Like, never blah, 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 blah.
It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah.
With a B.
Yeah. And, It gets a little crazy because it's like, you know, like you've stated before, like, you get amped up, you see this information, you're like, yeah, fucking people are going to get arrested, fucking shit's going down, blah, 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 blah. And then it's like,
and then you're 12
the time
years later.
Comes and the time comes and goes and nothing happens. And you're just like, oh, fuck.
Well, that's right. I spend a lot of time, you know, paying attention to that world, but I don't put too much stock into it. You know what I mean? Because yeah. I've been at that point where I was disappointed, and I don't like to be disappointed.
Well, not just disappointed. It's just kind of like, you know, you see things, and, you know, thankfully, like, I have you guys to kind of, you know, talk to. But, you know, you see these things, and, it, you know, like, they bring all this, like, I don't want to say false sense of hope, but, like, oh, shit, oh, shit. And then it's just kind of like, you know.
Dude, it turns into, it's a nothing burger.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. But it's, like, the most physically appetizing nothing burger you could ever have, you know, aesthetically, it's like the most beautiful hamburger you could ever eat. And then you can't have it. You have to, like, watch it rot.
Yeah.
You know,
essentially. But like he said, it was 3 years and a day since the first post, excuse me,
4,940, I think we're up to now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And some of these are just like, Single lines. 3-4 words.
Sometimes it's just a meme. He'll just post a meme.
The ones that, like, really get me is, like, when there's pictures. Like, fuck, what am I not seeing in this picture? Like, it's, like, one of the worst games of Where's Waldo ever. Like, fuck.
They gotta figure it out. A lot of guys think there's like hidden messages in the photographs. They do like steganography.
Really?
And decode things. Yeah.
Really?
It's super, super techie.
Way
super
above
nerdy.
My brain.
Well, somebody
way above anybody's brain, dude.
I believe I forget who it was. It might have been Red Pill. When he was bringing out the fact that when there was having issues with the boards and some people couldn't see the messages, but the message was there. Like you've seen some of the messages on how that first part is like highlighted and it's kind of like a link almost, that they were saying within those links is coded like documents. So like you can go to like a certain website or somewhere, put that in and it'll like kick back like a document or something to open up. And I was just like, when I heard that, I was like, now we're getting super fucking spy tech shit.
It is.
Here.
It's just a giant spy game.
Oh yeah. And I mean, but it's fucking fun as hell when you start seeing some of the stuff and the way you see actual live people react when certain things are going down. And it's just, you know, when see, this is like jumping, I know we're jumping, and it's like I'm trying to like hold it to early on stuff. So let's just kind of like back up just a little bit. But he started coming out right when essentially the big stuff of Trump being spied on started coming out. And that's why I think a lot of people started to think it was Mike Rogers, who was
the Admiral
Mike Rogers. Because he is essentially the one that, what was it, the day after he was elected, the day after the election, he went to Trump Tower and basically told him that your entire suite is bugged. You need to get the fuck out of here. And then next thing you know, that day, I think they left and they went to his other estate in like upstate New York or something like that. And it's just, it's crazy because I don't remember a lot of the early stuff. So I was like, to do it justice, we probably should have done a little bit more homework maybe and like dug into what those early posts were. To get people.
Well, I mean, the first post was the Hillary post. Hillary Clinton's going to be arrested on Monday morning, October 30th at 7:45. That was actually an Anon post. A lot of people think that was Q's actual post, but it wasn't. He responded to that post and said, extradition in motion, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't know it verbatim either, but.
Yeah,
and here we are.
So, that first post is what is. That's what. Sunk the hook, so to speak, in a lot of people.
A lot of people.
But it's also the number one fact that people use to discredit him is because, oh, well, Hillary never got arrested. Like,
yeah,
he's full of shit.
Well, that's one of the things, like, even, like, so I started to walk down that path. Kind of like you say, you get disappointed and you get fucking mad and you kind of, like, you try to, like, justify yourself to kind of, like, pry yourself away from this fucking thing. Like, get away from me. I don't want this anymore. And then, like, people start to come out with fat, like, points, good points. And they're like, why would you ever arrest Hillary Clinton? She has Secret Service detail. You know where she is 24/7, 365. There is no reason to detain her at all.
Right.
Like, same with Obama. Same with Biden. Like, all these people that they're talking about going down. Just like, I know where you are. I can pick you up at any time. Like, easily. And I mean, I was one of the firm believers. I mean, even talking to you, like a lot of these people were in Gitmo for a while. Like, I mean, how long did Barry disappear for?
Right.
How long did Hillary disappear for? I mean, even Tom Hanks. I don't know. I don't think Tom Hanks was ever in Gitmo, but I think he might have been on one of those Navy ships.
Yeah, there was some speculation about that. If you follow on Twitter, you follow the military accounts. They were making some interesting posts that kind of referred to Hanks.
Yep.
But that all that shit's speculation, so like I try not to get too wrapped up into that, you know? I try to, even with the actual Q drops themselves, anything that's like speculative, I kind of just brush off. And I like to read what the other people say about it, you know what I mean? So everybody on the board has an opinion. Everybody on Twitter has an opinion. Some of them are pretty logical, and some of them are pretty out in, you know, right field.
It's also fostered this whole conspiracy, like, nebulous of, like, other people that are, like, they'll take things that have been dropped and, you know,
kind of been explained, and then go way deeper and way deeper and way deeper, and you're just like...
Well, I mean, there's always going to be those people that are going to take it and just run it all the way down to the bottom of that rabbit hole. I mean, some of these things, there's never going to be an end to the rabbit hole. You can just keep digging and digging and digging and digging and digging. I mean, because it could turn into this, and it turns into another thing, then you're like, oh my God.
Well, it's, if you look hard enough, you can find a connection with anything. You know what I mean?
Well, that's very true. I mean, that's one of the, I think that's some of the toughest, toughest things is that, you know, obviously the stuff that Q is giving you is not going to be right there on the surface for you to find. Like, here you go.
Right, right.
Like, you are going to have to dig for this information. And, like, even he said multiple times, like, you're going to have to work for this. Like, I'm not going to, I can't just hand it to you. So, like, and then that's one of the things plenty of times there's been, he's come out and said, good work, Anons. Like, you've made the connections. And then I'll be like, now dig deeper.
Right.
Like,
right.
And you're just like,
go back to work.
Yeah. It's like, all right, high five each other. All right, get back to work. Like,
point of advice, if you decide to dive into this, don't start at like 10 o'clock at night.
It took me.
No, I mean, because like you'll pick up your phone and it'll be like 3:30 and you'll be like, holy shit, I've just, you know, 5.5 hours worth of stuff and I didn't even really go where I wanted to go. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've done that countless times. I don't really sleep anyway, but, you know, I found myself like...
No, I mean...
Watching a video or just diving in a little somewhere and just being like, oh, and then it kind of prompts you something else. You're like, oh, that shit, that's interesting. And then before you know it, you're like, oh, yeah, my phone's dead and I've been watching YouTube videos and...
The phone comes Twitter, up 20% yeah, left, it's 10%
it's
left.
It's happened to me many times.
No, and that's absolutely true, and I've done that too, and it's just... And like Jason, if you're going to start, like, just like start slowly.
Yeah, but that's another good piece of advice is,
you know, I think it's too late though to start, man. At this point, you got to find somebody who knows what they're doing and just.
But like, where would the average novice go to say, hey, you know, I'm interested in this. Like maybe who to follow on Twitter or, you know, what other things are like give. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe just
there's a ton of they call them aggregator sites, and all they do is just collect drops in organized fashion, and you just read pure drops. You don't have to read all the other bullshit on the board, you know. So when you're on the board, you got to kind of filter with your brain, and then filter with the filter function of the message board forum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think one of the best ones is what is it? Qmap.pub,
which actually got shut down.
Yeah.
Somebody found out who was operating that site. They doxed them.
That was like the best
one. The guy's
one.
Like on the run now.
That was
the best. Because they had photos.
One.
They had everything laid out nice and organized.
Searchable. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it had like.
The search function was awesome.
It had
on
memes. It had everything. It had, you know,
the
people that have been killed or have killed themselves in quotes.
Yeah.
You know, like all these people that are related had some involvement in some political way. And
I mean, because it was good. I mean, like you said, like Jada said, there's photos, but there was photos because in a lot of the posts, there would just be initials. And if you're not following along or you don't know what these initials stand for at, obviously it's gone now, but qmap.pub, you would be able
awesome.
To click on
right, right.
the initials and it would take you to a picture
of that person.
Right. Or it would show you like what place they're talking about. Like,
which was also just a guess of the person operating that site.
Yeah.
It wasn't 100% factual.
But they were, I think he or she was very close.
But navigating that site in general for whatever you wanted to look at was so nice. It was literally
user
like,
friendly,
yeah,
very
it was
user
wicked
friendly.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean that person definitely helped gain.
It was the most popular
followers.
One. That's why they took it out.
Yeah,
because it was the nicest too.
Yeah.
I mean,
obviously
the least confusing. You know, you had tabs for, you know, people, tabs for this, tab for that, and it was just like, oh, I want to read about, you know, the 500 people that have been missing. Click, and then it just lists them.
Right now, a lot of people are using qalerts.app and qanon.pub. Those are like the two biggest ones right now. So,
Jason, I'm putting that in right now.
Well, I got to replace the one I was using.
It's like I know what I'm doing when I go home.
But like I said, it's definitely a slippery slope because there's a lot of misinformation in there and there's a lot of truth in there, and it's up to you to decipher it. You know what I mean? I can sit here and tell you all day what I think those drops mean, but you might think
they're 99.9% correct. Just going to throw that out there.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I spent a lot of time reading. Like, I always had
trouble. Which is why they're correct.
I had trouble in school reading books and things like that, and now I
because they're not interesting.
10 hours a day reading message board posts.
Yeah, but I mean, just like Jay says, it wasn't, the books weren't interesting. But it's like anytime you read like a history book, and if you were interested in war, what's important?
Right.
I read that entire chapter on the Revolutionary War, whatever it was, you know, like I read all that.
I majored in English. I probably read like 30,000 books, and I could probably tell you, I could probably remember like 50.
Through high school, one paper I wrote myself.
Jesus.
The rest were done for me.
That was 4 years of my college, just writing papers. Ugh. I couldn't do math. I mean, I could do math, but I couldn't do it to the extent where you could have a job in it, unless it was like, you know, kindergarten teacher. You know, like other than that, I was, you know, I was fractions, times tables, you know, a little bit of algebra, a little geometry, and that's it.
That was definitely my favorites. Was like math, history, and science.
Ugh, fuck math.
Ugh. Loved math.
So, ugh. History I always liked. English I liked.
What was your favorite subject, Joba, other than gym class?
I love gym class.
Gym class is always the best.
I barely made it through school, so my favorite class was the beach.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
And Friday night keg parties.
Seems like 100 years ago.
20 for me, since I graduated.
18.
I'm not even going to do the math.
Fair 24. Enough. Fair enough. What advice would you have for anybody who did want to go and start from the beginning? Like, any like advice on not getting into like the pitfalls, like following down the false leads and all that, or possibly how to spot some false information?
Well, or maybe things you've read that have come true that maybe you didn't expect.
There's been a lot, actually, but I just, you know, off the top of my head like this, like you said, I should have probably brought some notes with me.
It's all right.
I was so excited, dude.
You'll be fine. In about 20 minutes, all that will start coming out. You'll be fine.
No, I mean, definitely, this was definitely, COVID. I mean, this is the first of, yeah, jeez.
I already have it, so you're fine.
The first of, you know, hopefully many, obviously, but I don't know how long Q would be around. I mean, until the election, I mean, does he stick around afterwards?
Really, I'm really curious to see what happens after the election, because a lot of people think this is just some massive campaign to get Trump reelected. That's the only thing
it's pretty elaborate. It's a pretty elaborate plan. Let's be honest. Like, ultimate most long of game Trump's kind of base shit. Isn't this smart. Like, I'm not going to say that we're smart. I'm just going to say that.
Well, it's an information war is what it is.
Yeah, but I would argue that, you know, there's a good portion of this country that don't read books and support Trump. You know what I mean? Right, or don't read.
It's never been message boards. Truly like posterized. You know what I mean? It's never been like put out there by Trump or anybody really in the campaign or anybody in his administration. So the only way you're really going to find it is unless you.
Well, I mean, talk they could have planted a seed, I guess. But
no, but I mean, that's the whole thing. I mean, once you, I think one of the biggest triggers for people would have been like when Google truly started like hiding or fucking with the search option to where you would search things and nothing would come up. But like a month ago, you could search it and you'd find it.
Well, I think they've been doing that the whole time. And it just,
wasn't there a point like
our eyes were closed?
No, well, yeah. Wasn't there like there was a time when Google got in trouble for all that. And then they removed all the restrictions on search. And remember all this information started flowing because people started like Googling all this shit. And it was like, at one point it was like the Clinton, I think it was like when the Clinton body, body list came out.
Oh, the body count.
The body count came out. Yeah. And like that started
Ice
like
T getting, song, right?
Started getting like huge like traction.
His name was Seth Rich.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's huge too.
Yeah. If you don't know who he is, do some quick Google search.
Quick research.
Democrat.
Well, that's the most important part with everything. All of this conspiracy type stuff. You have to learn it on your own. Because I can sit here and tell people all day.
Yeah, but I mean, dropping names like that. I mean, that's a pretty well known name. I mean, it's not like you're saying like, you know, Tom Jehoshaphat. Like, this is somebody who was heavily involved with the Democrats. Right. I mean, like, and essentially was shot outside
of
his apartment.
Well, I mean, the theory is he's tied to Assange. He's the one that gave Assange, Julian Assange, all the... Because
he's a patriot,
yeah,
right?
The servers or whatever he had in his possession, some kind of thumb drive or who knows why they killed him.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe he was murdered for a reason, not a botched robbery.
Yeah, I think all he's got to do is look at the facts.
That they never took his wallet?
That they never took his wallet.
They never took his wallet, his watch, his chain.
His phone.
His phone. Yeah, they robbed him, but they didn't take anything.
That's the thing, dude. There's a lot of people out there that will say, oh, that's possible. You know what I mean?
Well, then it's not a robbery.
It makes
a murder, right?
But it makes sense to them.
But it's a murder.
They don't question it.
Right. But I mean, if you're going to...
Those are the people that I struggle with the most.
No, but robbery... I think the pure definition of robbery is taking a possession off of somebody else. Right.
Right? Right.
If you leave everything, it's not really a robbery.
Right.
What are you robbing him of? His life?
Well, it's a botched robbery.
I would still take something.
It's either that or... Right? What did they take that they're not telling you that they took?
Right.
No, thank you. I'm not into the sours like you guys.
It's not sour, dude. It's IPA.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, try it.
I'm not an IPA guy either.
I'm not really either, but these are good.
It's all right.
Did you try it? I should have brought another one of those for you.
That's okay. No, I'm good.
I'm sorry.
It's like peanut butter sandwich.
I know.
Salted peanut butter cup.
That's why I'm over here going.
I'm burping like crazy. That thing is I literally feel like I was at a baseball game.
It's drinking that.
Peanuts, Harris.
Salted peanut butter cup porter.
It was good.
Cluster Nutter.
Yeah.
From Alvarium in New Britain, Connecticut here.
Drink local, drink fresh.
Alvarium's is good stuff.
Oh, God, it was a chunk of peanut butter. No, I'm just kidding.
In one of mine, I had chunks of Reese cup come out.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, not that Cluster Nutter, but a different stout.
They might have put it in there, yeah. But Q is definitely a interesting road to go down.
If you're going
to
go down,
It's not a road.
I think you have to commit to it. You can't
dip
your toe in and walk away. You have to commit to it.
But it's not a road.
And you have to start
it.
Because
a road has an ending.
Well, it's a forever road.
It's endless.
It's Rainbow Road in Mario Kart.
It's like a black hole, right? It's like a black hole.
It is. It's time consuming.
It is very time consuming.
But it's not, it's not, I'm not trying to dissuade anyone from wanting to do their own research. I'm just saying, be prepared to read a lot of stuff that's useful and a lot of stuff that's useless, right? I mean, mm-hmm. And then there's take what you want and leave the other stuff.
Well, I think, one of the things I know that kind of changed my thinking was, what was that documentary that they released?
There was a couple of popular ones. Fall of the Cabal.
No.
Out of Shadows.
Out of Shadows. That was the one where they had the former CIA guy.
Yep. Kevin Shipp.
Yeah. And one of the things he said was you need to be able to change your not cognitive thinking, but your critical thinking. You need to change your critical thinking. Because once you're able to flip that switch and get on the other side of it and you have more critical thinking. He didn't really explain it, but he was just calling it critical thinking. You start to see their messages and their comms more clearly. And you can start to pick this stuff out without having to even go to a cue board and be
right.
That's some fucked up shit right there. And it's just and that's one of the things I think people, there's other lessons that I think people can take out of this. Because now, obviously, after that, and now learning more about it, they've been communicating right in front of your face the entire time of what's going on and what they're doing.
That's the best place to hide in plain sight.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that I say to Blair all the time is you watch a documentary or something and you're like, there's no fucking way it's true, right? Right? How many times have you watched something and it's like, there's no fucking way? And it's like, how much of a, what better place to put it than right in front of your fucking face? And it's and stuff starts to overlap. Because aliens and stuff like that, and I went down an alien hole a few times.
I don't go there,
but there was one.
Not a fan.
No, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. I believe it's all that's government stuff.
That's government stuff.
Yeah, I don't believe
even
in aliens.
Blair turned around. I was like, "What's wrong with you?"
Why, because I don't believe in aliens. Do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely,
I do.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe. Terrified of them too.
I don't believe in either.
Terrified.
I don't believe in either.
Oh boy.
Come live in my house, 150 years old.
I am good with that.
I understand the not believing in ghosts, but how arrogant do we have to be?
No, I'm not. Listen.
Intelligent beings in the universe.
If intelligent is a loose word, because I don't believe
the smartest monkeys.
No, I don't believe that we're the only thing, but I don't believe that there's these spaceships, and they only seem to be, you know, appearing in, you know, Midwestern, Southern places. You know, people see shit.
If you read reports, they're everywhere. It's just, what reports do you believe?
None. So it makes it easy.
See, I think a lot of the stuff that people see in our country, I think it's our government.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I believe a lot of that UFO stuff is.
They say
government games.
Because I got into the UFO thing for a while, and they said like 95% of reported UFO, it's some astronomically high number, but like 90 or 95% of them are actually government craft. Yeah.
So,
but then what about the video that the Pentagon released, and they have no explanation for what those Navy pilots saw?
I didn't see it.
You didn't see that one? Wow. The TikTok video?
No.
It wasn't even TikTok. It was a huge thing of like the government, like there was such a push on like the front of aliens. Like, we're going to like step away from Q for a minute here. And even Q has acknowledged like we're not necessarily alone. Like,
yeah, no, he does like Q&As on the board sometimes and be like, Q&A in 10 minutes, ask me whatever you want. And some guy goes, Roswell, aliens, is it real? He goes, think logically, think of the vastness of space. No, we're not alone. And that's all he said. That's all he ever mentioned. He didn't say that there was fucking green lizard people on the fucking planet. Because some of these Twitter assholes, that's what they do. They're like, oh, there's fucking green men running around, and Hillary Clinton has lizard tongue. And like,
yeah, they go crazy.
I believe if you said like a devil tail. I don't know about
horns.
Yeah, horns filed down under the wig.
Speaking of horns, did you see with the Time magazine picture of Fauci? Go see, pull it up on your phone.
Time magazine made him look like a...
Dude, there's two horns right above his head.
Stop it.
Dude, check it out.
Time magazine.
Oop, easy. Pulling the board away from me. Don't whisper.
Oh, I didn't know you could do it right there.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Oh, with the word time. I get it.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
Mmm.
Can't say that's not intentional. Like, come on, man.
I mean, it's just, if it's not, it's terrible placement. Because if you look where he is, so for people who can't see this, the word time behind his head, where the M would be, you can't see the bottom part of the M. You only see the top two
like points.
Points of the M. And they're literally like right on top of his head.
Yeah. They make him look essentially like the devil.
But he's off-centered. So like you would think, you know, me being like a spatial person, that's you can see that he's not centered.
Oh, yeah.
He's not centered.
Oh, yeah. No, they did a horrible job.
So it's obviously, I mean, if they did it on purpose.
I mean, there's no reason to have that. Like, they don't need that much of his torso. Like, they could have, like, dropped him down and, like, did something else. Like, put him right underneath time. Like,
that is funny.
That's insane.
It was done on purpose. That's why.
Absolutely.
And he's got a lazy eye, and he looks devilish anyway.
But what I was going to say is one of the things I started watching was the documentary on Netflix called Unacknowledged. I don't know if you've seen it or not. But one of the biggest guys is, you know, this guy, Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer has been trying to get the government to admit that there are UFOs and aliens for fucking 20 years now.
At least.
He's been involved, actually, in some of, like, the top projects. And I remember they were showing a press conference where they had all these fucking generals, right? All the top brass out there. And they're just like, making a joke out of it. They're like, ha ha, aliens are real. And they bring out like, we got one right here.
Yeah, it's like a Dave Chappelle skit.
Yeah. It's like a guy
pretty
in a costume.
Bebop or whatever. The guy came out in like a slug head.
Yeah. They come out in like this weird costume and they're like, here's aliens. And it's just like, and it's one of those things like, how better to tell the fucking people that the aliens are real and still have like anonymity about it and like still be secretive about it and just go, here it is, right in front of your face. And all these generals are going to go, yep, right there, alien, yep. Yeah, aliens are real, right there. That's like the real statement is the first sentence where they're like, yep, aliens are real. Like, how many times has the government shown you something? And you're like, get the fuck out of here. And it's real. How many times? Like, we'll probably never know the true amount, but they do that all the time.
A lot of people think Greer is like an Alex Jones type of personality, where he's controlled by higher-ups.
He's definitely weird to me, right? Like, I don't necessarily 100% trust him.
You can be an extraterrestrial guy and not be a little weird, right?
Yeah. Especially being deep into that
stuff. Why?
I'm
weird? No, but like if your sole job is that, right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I get it. You're way deeper than like, you know.
He claims that he can summon them, basically. No, he
gets
$5,000 per person for like a weekend trip in the desert. And they go out there and they do like these meditations. And they shoot like those.
And it gives you some acid.
You know those high-powered green lasers? Yeah. He takes you out there with those, and then he like does some magic combination of laser Morse code in the sky, and then all of a sudden shit starts flying overhead. I've seen videos of it. I mean, is it legit?
It looks like a waste of $5,000.
The people that do that shit.
Yeah, they're out there anyway.
You got the money to you got the money to blow if you're paying this clown $5,000.
Yeah.
Me, I won't be doing that. I mean, I would maybe try to do it myself without him and $5,000.
Find his code and do it.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing. He talks about it and I have all these movements down, all these we do this crazy meditation. But he won't tell you what it is unless you give him the $5,000. So
yeah, that's a lot.
And then you
of
can't bring cameras.
Like, can't have your own camera footage. You know what I mean? Only his cameras are allowed there. It's a little weird.
I think the other one that I got into after that one was the Bob Lazar one.
See, dude, I kind of buy into that guy though.
Buy into that guy big time because Q's actually proven him. Like some of the stuff that's come out, like when he started talking about like the propulsion systems.
Mm-hmm.
When Q did that drop 6-8 months ago, maybe, about the patents that were filed by the I think it was by Navy, but it was filed by one guy, filed this patent for the Navy, and it's about a propulsion system that can move in any direction with like incredible speed. And this is almost right before they released all that video.
Yeah, it was like an anti-gravity matter thing. Yeah. I don't know if that came from Q.
Well, I think he might have released the patents or the name. And then when people started digging down the name, that's when you found the patent. I was like, hold on, let's see if I can find it. But
no mailing label on that, huh? It's worth money.
$45.
That's how much they want for it? Fucking, what a racket eBay is.
What's that?
Not always. I love eBay.
It's a racket, dude. If you have something that's like hot like that, dude, you can make a killing.
Well, but you just got to find somebody dumb enough to buy it, right? I mean, I guess it's good in that way.
I'm going to do it this way. I'll probably find it.
But like circling back to like just general Q stuff, like what was your aha moment? Did you ever have one? Like
some of the proofs. Somebody on the board was like, hey, listen, if you're the real deal, get Trump to say this in his next speech. I think it was like tippy top. Make Trump say tippy top in the next speech. And he did it. And he tweeted it, too.
Really?
He tweeted the word tippy top. So I'm like, all right, regardless of what this dude's saying, he's got a connection to Trump. Right. So he's obviously a legit person.
Right.
Right. Another thing that really draws me into it is like, I meet people that are very intelligent, like the guy that you showed me, the Connecticut state representative with a Q sticker on his car.
He took a lot of flack for that.
Yeah, I mean, most people think he's probably crazy, but that sells people like me. Like, oh, dude, this guy's a fucking state rep. He's a lot smarter than me.
He's a senator, actually.
He's a senator?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want like no, I don't want to bring, bring attention to the poor guy. He took a, you know.
But that's the kind of stuff that sells me. And then, like, around work, you know, we have some free time, and everybody just starts talking this conspiracy shit. And I'm like, wow, dude, something's really going on. The whole premise of Q was the Great Awakening movement, you know, an organic grassroots type of movement of people just waking up to all the corruption and injustice in the world.
I think that's
definitely
the media.
No, that's a good point.
The media will call, you know, people that believe in Q or follow Q racist and things like that. But if you actually take the time and read the drops, there's none of that bullshit.
No.
It's all about unity, Very, very religious, actually, which was a kind of a turnoff for me at first because I wasn't super religious.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of taking a liking to it now, you know? Because I really think that it's beyond politics what's happening in the world as a whole. I mean, if you look in the other countries, it's the same shit is going on over there. It's something global.
Yeah.
Good versus evil, man. What it's about.
And that's one of the things that it didn't. There was very few mentions of like the good versus evil kind of like starting. It was more just like information trying to like pump it out there.
Pump it out.
And get people like attracted to the movement. And then now at the tail end, well, I'm going to call it the tail end, but who knows? It's a lot of good versus evil kind of stuff. And, you know, a lot of people post the resonance graph?
Oh, the Schumann resonance. That's different, though. That's like just Earth's magnetic frequencies and electrical frequencies.
That's the stuff that we were talking about in softball, right?
Yeah, yeah. I kind of buy into that. I mean, Earth has its own heartbeat just like we do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They said that if you look at that graph on 9/11, when the planes hit the towers, it dipped down to the lowest point anybody's ever seen it. Because on that day, what happened? Thousands of people died. Everybody's mood went. So I think it's an accurate measure in some respect.
Well, weren't we talking? I don't remember the subject we were talking about at softball, but it was something that could come up, and you said what was the reading that day, and it was. I don't remember what it was. I don't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, I forget.
Going down the rabbit
hole. Dude, there's so much. Like I said, my brain.
We were talking about if it reaches a certain amount of people. They were talking about that if the movement, if you awaken so many people.
That's a different, like, kind of new age type of theory. Like, Greer believes this one. So if you watch one of Greer's newer videos, the CE5 video, Close Encounters of the Fifth Kind, I think it's called, he talks about the power of, like, the hive mind, so collective consciousness. So if me, you, and you meditate together right now, we can make something happen with all three of our brains put together. So he said it's like 10 or 15% of a population group can alter the course of that reality.
Let's have a meditation for Tuesday.
There's some studies. There's some studies out there, like real scientific studies, where they took random number generator machine, like a lotto machine, and they had 1,000 people sequestered in another state. And they said, you all think of the same number, do your mental, you know, meditation exercises all day, and then tomorrow we're going to do the drawing, and we're going to see if you can alter the number. And it wasn't like 99% effective, but it did. They were able to alter the number through, like, groupthink, hive mind type stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things, like, the resonance. Like, you hear people start, like Red Pill and even True Reporting would talk about, like, listening to, like, certain sounds, like, on a certain, like, wavelength or certain, like, decibel level or something like that.
The tone, the frequency.
Yeah, the tone. And it's, there is a resonance. I mean, obviously, I mean, there's, you got to believe in it somewhat. Because you can't just wake up on random days feeling great and then other days, you know, you just feel down. You know, yeah, you can blame it on the weather sometimes, maybe if you're drinking, but, like, if you just do the same thing for so long and then all of a sudden you're down or you're up, you know. There's so much different stuff that, like, you through Q, like, it opens your eyes to so much other stuff in the world.
Right.
Well, I also think with Q,
that is not just all politics.
Not to interrupt you, but.
Well, like, Q is mostly politics.
Q, well, yeah.
I like the Schumann stuff, dude. I mean, that's a totally different aspect, and it's I think it's pretty legit, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, how could I do the same thing every day for a week and feel different 2 days? You know what I mean? Something else. There's got to be an external force there.
Or so many people who are in, like, the same kind of group in different states and be, like, tweeting at each other, like, man, I feel, like, off today. Like, something's, like, different. Like, and, like, all these people be like, oh, man, I feel the same way. Like, this is crazy. Like, something's going to happen. You know, and then you don't really know what exactly that event is, but...
Yeah, I think it was like 10 or 15% is what Greer said. You need 10% or 15% of a population group to permanently alter the course of that population group.
Yeah.
So to change everything in the world, you need to get 15% of the world on board with your movement. And then you can seriously affect the outcome.
It makes sense. Of reality. Mathematical-wise, absolutely. I mean, what's that number? What's 15% of the world population?
It's like, what do we got? 7 bill? 7 billion? 7.5? 7.7?
Somewhere around there.
I'll keep going.
Just keep guessing. We'll find out sooner or later.
But I think what turned me on to Q in a way, like, not really turned me on to Q, but like, is you can't believe that everything that you see is as is, right? Like, nothing is surface level, right? There's so much more to how, like, you know, I mean, conspiracy, what?
7.8 billion.
7.8.
But conspiracy theories are like, have been around for a long time.
Forever. It's not like JFK, the alien thing's been around since Roswell.
So my point is like, you know, 9/11 was, there's a lot of conspiracy theories around that and other things like that. But like, you know, I think you're really naive if you believe that like, everything happens out in the open and everything is very, you know, black and white and there's nothing going on behind the scenes. Like, I feel like it's, I just, so for me, like getting interested had to do with like, I love questioning, you know, what our government does that we are so incredibly unaware of and like the things that happen in our lives. And, you know, there's like, you can go on about other things like MK Ultra and testing that's been done to try to get, you know, like things like
that's
that.
That's all real shit.
No, I know, but like,
and people call that conspiracy.
No, right. But I'm saying like those types of things that we actually know about bring more credence to me for all the other things that we don't know, because like, you know, it's like if they're willing to say this, we were giving people LSD to try to see if we could control their minds. That's insane. You know, like that's an insane train of thought for me. And then, so it's just kind of like, spiraled
the fact
into
that
other
people brush that off though, like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. That's scary that people can overlook things like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things like I was saying earlier. I mean, how do you have the facts and the proof and you put it in front of somebody and they look at you and you're lying?
Because I think that generally people don't want to believe that there's dishonesty to that level,
especially by our leaders,
right? By the people that we're electing to trust, right. 7.8 billion.
Yeah.
So
I mean, 15%.
If
they can get 15% of that to follow, you know, any movement, it doesn't matter what.
That's a
it
lot
is.
Of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah, what is
just
it?
Shy of a?
It's like one in change.
Yeah.
Shy of a billion. 1.5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do the math. All right.
Joe's gonna do the math.
I tried on my phone. There's not enough space to do it.
You gotta turn it sideways on the stupid iPhone. I'm done.
Blair's like, oh, all right. She didn't know that trick.
Yeah, the calculator gets big.
Yeah, and you get all the fancy buttons too.
Yeah. Scientific.
Yeah. I had a TI-82. I thought I was the smartest guy in the room, you know?
Well, technically you were.
I used to put my answers to certain tests in there, like in a different program.
A lot of the people on that message board, that's the type of people they are, though. They like still use one of
1.17.
So 1.1, that's not that many people.
1.1 billion, yeah.
No, I mean,
we're getting close.
Go team. We have three.
Yeah. All right. Sound off, everybody. Let's go.
Well, I mean, no. 2 years ago, somebody asked him. He said, they're like, Q, what's the reach right now of the movement? And he was like 350 to 400 million. And that was 2 years ago.
Really?
So now with all the mainstream coverage, I'm sure it's getting more. I mean, people are, you go anywhere, dude. They're waking up in droves.
Mm. Well, I mean, I think that's a good, it's a valid point because, like, you know, when you have a Trump Q&A and somebody asks him about Q, like, you know, like, I mean, I think, like, it's so funny to me that, like, that is a question that you're asking the president. You
right.
know, like, is this true? And he's like, well, people who support me and, you know, do this and this and this can't be all bad. You know, like,
right.
He doesn't answer the question. Yeah. But
well,
like,
is that a bad thing that they are hard on pedophiles?
Right.
Is it really?
And
bad?
They like me. Yeah. So I, you know, it's funny.
Yeah. No, it's definitely
the media discredits it so much because they're highly implicated, you know.
Right. Well, of course. Right, because of what it means to a lot of very important people.
Right. Well, no, I mean they're responsible for the so-called brainwashing. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are how do you say it? They're the ones pumping out everything we see on TV.
Right. Well, I mean, that's even like one of the things that got out of the shadows when the guy's like, you know, what television? What's on television? Programming. Programming.
Right.
You're being programmed by your television. Like, it's everything you take in. Like,
When you start talking about the media brainwashing people, though, it doesn't go over well. A lot of people don't like that.
Have you guys, either of you guys saw that Netflix special on Facebook? Was it Facebook?
The Social Dilemma?
Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that.
No, I haven't watched that one either.
I'm not a big fan of Netflix, really. I don't have a lot of time. Like, any free
dude,
time.
You said you just read for 10 hours.
Any free time that I have, dude, I'm sitting on my phone. My phone's programming me instead. You know what I mean?
So, but you're choosing
the third hand,
right? You're choosing the program.
Yeah, exactly. Well, at least so I feel that
you
way.
You feel that way.
I'm probably not.
You're programmed now for this.
I'm probably on a lot of watch lists and things like that.
Oh, watch lists. That's like, you're like, oh, you're into that conspiracy shit. You're going to be careful. You're going to find yourself on a fucking list somewhere. I'm like, dude, I own guns, man. I'm on a list.
34 Broad Street. You know, like.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like,
you're going to find a very boring life if you can come knocking at my door.
Yeah, very dangerous people, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, who knows? They might be mad at me, you know. I talk a lot of shit on the board sometimes.
Oh, under your, like, is it under,
it's
like,
all anonymous? Yeah. So you have, like, a post ID.
And can it be traced back to who you are, your computer, your phone?
Oh, yeah, they could.
They already know who he is.
They already, yeah, they watch everything.
Don't let Hillary find that stuff.
I'll get on there and I'll say some nasty shit. Because Q says that everybody is watching that board, including, you know, these elite people. So Hillary or one of her lackeys is reading this board trying to see what's going on next. And I'll just be like, yo, fuck you, Hillary. You're a piece of shit. Like, I do shit like that. And one day I said something about Podesta, John Podesta, and I got a response, and it wasn't a good one. So
really?
Yeah.
What was it?
They just, you know, made simple-minded threats, I call them.
Like what?
It's like, I don't really want to say it right now.
Really?
I'm going to censor myself.
Oh, I want to know. I'm so interested.
I'll see if I can dig up my old phone and send you the screenshot.
All right. Or you can just tell us when we're all done.
Yeah. It's definitely interesting. I love how you put it as, you know, a simple-minded threat.
It really is. I mean, for how elite some of those people are and how high up, some of them are really fucking dumb.
They're all dumb.
Well, it's not like the response came from Podesta himself, obviously.
Well, it might have. Wow. Skippy. He doesn't like being called Skippy. Let's put it that way.
That's true. Well, the one thing. So I know... Like, I didn't say we're going to jump around, but I have to ask you, because it's on my mind the more we talk about it.
Send it.
With the Hunter stuff going around.
Oof.
Have you heard or seen this, I'm going to call it thread or line, that they're saying the watch that's been posted in these pictures is Hunter's watch? That it's not Trump's watch, it's Hunter's watch.
Really? No, I haven't seen that.
And I'm just sitting there like, if that shit's true, that like opens a whole nother door.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm not sure it's Trump's watch. I mean, I know a lot of people think that. I don't know what I think about the watch.
Scavino.
It's a really fucking expensive watch, I'll tell you that. I looked it up, dude. It's like a $20,000 watch.
Yeah.
And it's one of those brands you've like never heard of unless you're a millionaire.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't have access to it on a regular paycheck like ours.
It's a sick watch though. Like, if it has like a lot of like military type function to it, you know what I mean?
This is a major giving you a little visit while you're in there.
Yeah, I had to shoo him away.
I told him what was said on the board. To me,
the shut threat. Your mouth.
You'll have to go back and listen. Well, we know at least one person is going to download and listen. All right.
Yeah, I think the Hunter stuff is crazy, dude. And people don't care. That's the sad part to me. Like,
I think people don't care because they don't want to believe that shit's true. I think that's a lot of it.
I think they don't want to believe that. I mean, for as much as you're worried about, you know, Amy Coney Barrett or some of these other people that get into these positions. To think that you had somebody as high as the vice president being bought by China. at that kind of national security threat. And now you go, now you want to make him the president. Like, you want him to put his finger on the button, or lack of a better term, his finger off the button when we're getting attacked. Because didn't me and you just talk about a week ago about the 15,000 Chinese troops sitting up in Canada on our border?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, nope, nobody wants to think anything bad about that either.
No, don't talk about that. Nope.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing some kind of, they have some kind of agreement with Canada.
But yeah,
they're over there. There's like video of them like army marching down like the Canadian backwoods.
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah. And it's up on the like Oregon border or Washington border up there.
It's because that's where all the libs live.
Yeah, well, let them right in.
There's nothing wrong with libs. I mean, dude, I'm pretty just liberal, dude. You know what I mean? I don't really see myself as too conservative. I mean, I have a lot of very liberal, especially social views. Like,
yeah, I mean, there are a lot of social views that I'm not crazy conservative about. But I mean,
what's the old saying that we have is socially liberal, fiscally conservative?
Yeah.
Mm. That's just where it starts to get you moderate. In trouble.
What's that?
That's where it starts to get you in trouble, because then what do you start voting with?
Right. Well, I mean, I don't know.
You vote with your wallet.
Well, that's normal.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
With the exception of this election, because of, you know, certain things that I read, I've never taken a liking to politics. I don't. It does. It
do
really.
You vote. You vote.
I never voted in my life. And I probably might not. Wait. Vote. I might not vote this time.
Shut your face, dude. You've never voted.
Never voted once. I didn't even register until like 3 months ago. Ask my wife.
Really?
Yeah. I don't care, dude. These people, they don't give a fuck about us. They're going to do whatever they want, regardless of who you vote for. It's always the same fucking story.
Well, maybe federally. Maybe federally I understand that. But I feel like on a local level, like if you care about your schools, you care about you live.
That's all new to me because I'm a semi-new parent. You know, two young kids now. But
no, but I mean, I think like
before, I didn't have kids. Right? No, I didn't give a shit.
Taxes, just in general, like where we live, we all live in the same town.
I never had a problem with my taxes. I mean, how do you build infrastructure without taxes?
No, I'm not. I have no problem with taxes. I'm just saying, like, for me. Well, the most effective way.
You're right in saying infrastructure, but it's the other things that are also being done with your taxes besides that. There's many other things that are being done that don't need to be done.
Right. A lot of that money.
I mean, listen, we live in a very blue collar town. We have very good schools for being a very blue collar town. You know, like our taxes aren't ridiculous. Speaking for myself, like our taxes aren't insane. You know, it's a pretty safe place to live. So there are other things like. Yeah, that list is ridiculous.
It's an accurate list.
No,
though.
It's not.
That's how they skew statistics. That's why political polls are bullshit.
The political polls are bullshit because honestly, I say this to everyone every time people want to cite polls. Have you ever been questioned in a poll?
No.
I've never been questioned. Have you ever been questioned? Blair, have you ever been questioned? So there's four people in this room, and not one of us has ever been questioned. You know why?
I'll say that, or maybe I was approached. Well, that's why.
Did you see that article I sent you the other day about the poll stuff? You don't read my shit, but I'm supposed to read your stuff? You guys fucking litter the text chain with like all of your garbage, and I put one article in there, and you don't read it.
I read your shit.
The article essentially highlights that polls in general are skewed from the rip because of the way they question things, phrase their questions. And, you know, they can come back with a second round of questioning and it doesn't match with the first one, but it elicits a certain response. And it's kind of like, essentially, polls are all bullshit anyway. Like, that's what the
Hill article.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that.
The left is dying on these polls right now.
Oh, he's up. How did the polls work out last election?
Well, polls don't mean it.
Polls don't mean anything.
This time's different.
Well, the worst part about this. Well, the worst part with now with the polls is that.
Then do the eye test. Do the eye test. If you don't believe the polls, do the eye test.
Well, it's ever since the last debate that everything, like, Trump has been tightening everything. So they're trying. I believe they're trying to save some sort of face this time. Like, maybe we should make it look like a little bit closer. So this way, here, if we fuck it up again, like, we can save some sort of face. Not like Hillary 99-1. You know, like. I don't even know why this guy's running anymore.
Listen, man, I would guarantee you could ask the majority of Republicans prior to the last election results who was going to win, and we all would have said Hillary, right? Because even as a Republican, I didn't think he had a chance.
Really?
I voted for him. I didn't think he had a chance.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, because the machine, dude, you know that the Clintons, it's not like, you know, she's running against fucking Bernie Sanders where it's like, you know, he's a fucking wing nut that, you know, I don't want to go into that, but like, you know,
so we know with a powerful fucking 18 to 24.
No, but like he's essentially going into somebody whose name is very well recognized in politics. Her husband was a former president. She's held very high offices in this country. You know, she's been very well involved. And I thought for sure, knowing all the things that you know about her and their shady past, that there's no way she's losing. No way.
Really?
No way. Yeah. No.
I didn't think she was going to win.
I didn't.
And I didn't even vote. I knew right away. I said, Trump has enough. That's all you need to take down the machine, as you call it,
is money. That's not an easy thing to do.
That's all you need is money.
Yeah, but she's got power. She has a lot of other things,
even,
too.
Like, even so, like, you talk about money. Like, the money he spent in 2016 compared to how much money he's spending now it's almost like tenfold what he spent in 2016 because I think now he knows.
This election is far more important.
This is definitely far more important. But he has to still fight the machine. So that's why he's been asking for more donations and everything else. And I'm a firm believer that if/when he wins, and I'm knocking on wood, this could be the end of the Democratic Party for a generation.
I don't know about that.
The biggest thing would be down ballot. If we can hold in the Senate, if not pick up a seat.
Hold the Senate. That's all we have to do.
And what I'm saying, gain traction in Congress. I don't think we'll win it. I don't think there's enough seats up to take it back. But if you gain some seats there instead of losing, they're talking about losing seats in Congress, like making it completely one-sided. And it's just like, but if you can pick up there, if you can pick up seats down ballot, that'll be a true tell of where this whole thing is moving.
Well, but I also think, too, it's like, you know, it's the same in local politics, right? Like if your House and Senate are one party and your governor is a different party, that governor is useless. It does nothing.
Hey,
like in Connecticut, the only thing a governor can do, there's two things that I know of offhand that he can do when you're a different party than the House and the Senate, right? Number one is if a bill is passed in the House and the Senate and the governor, for whatever reason, doesn't like the bill, he can veto the bill, right? That's one of his powers. But the veto power only goes so far. The veto power only then allows if the House and Senate decide that, you know what, we really like this bill, we want to pass it despite how the governor feels, it comes back, they can bring it back. And you have to pass it in a 2/3 majority in both the House and the Senate, and it bypasses his veto. That's one thing. Two is this executive order bullshit that we're under right now is he can essentially make whatever rules he wants under the auspice that, like, it's a pandemic, it's a state emergency, blah, blah, blah. Those, to me, those are the only things that he can really do when you don't have the control of the other two parties.
I mean, we all heard it, but it wasn't that loud.
But yeah, so, like...
I thought we were under attack.
So if Trump...
Don't worry.
If Trump
we're close enough.
If Trump holds the presidency but doesn't hold the House or the Senate, it doesn't matter. Right. Like it's really a useless game.
Well, I think also one of his biggest things was, you know, when Biden tried to claim in the debate. I mean, obviously now we're just getting the current stuff. We're a little bit away from Q, which is fine.
That's fine with me, dude.
That
please tell me you're going to vote this election, right,
dude? I don't.
You have to. You have to.
Why?
Because it's important. You
one
need
vote,
to vote.
One vote's not going to matter,
dude. In a state like ours, you have to vote.
Maybe I'll vote for some local stuff then, just for you
and the president.
I don't think I really think it's going to be a massive.
I know,
landslide.
But so be on the side of the massive landslide, right?
I don't need to. I'm already a winner.
You're already on that team.
I'm
anyway.
Already a winner.
Oh, well, I guess that's a question I should need to ask your wife.
Well, like one
worker.
Of the things that,
that's what she'll say. I'm a very hard worker.
All effort, no results. This podcast is going
fucking off the rails. There we
but
go.
Anyway, sorry about that.
No, I think one of the things that has been tightening the polls for Trump as well, I mean, obviously, I think the polls are well askew as they are, But I think one of the things that tightened him was when Biden tried to hit Trump as saying, oh, we couldn't get anything done because it was a Republican Congress, right? And you're just like, he turns around and goes, it's been a Democratic Congress the whole time I've been there, and I got it done.
Right, right.
Like, you have to work across the aisle, Joe.
Well, I mean, the same goes for this Connecticut, not to keep bringing everything back, but, like, you know, for the majority of the time of this state over the last 40-plus years, it's been one-party system, right? 2017, my first year at the Capitol, we had the Senate was 18-18, and the House, I can't remember what number. I think we were down seven seats, which is, like, insanely close for a state like ours, which is really blue. Like, you know, people can call purple. It's blue. But that year, because of the numbers in the Senate and the House, you know, Democrats were forced to work with Republicans because they have a few members who have a tendency to vote with us on, you know, on monetary issues like, you know, taxes and things like that. They kind of, they have a few members who stand with us in terms of like not wanting to raise taxes and do, you know, essentially, you know, shake people down. And so when the budget came, when the budget was finally agreed upon, we actually passed, a lot of people don't know this, we passed a Republican budget. A Republican budget passed for the first time in probably,
Wow. Yeah,
a Republican-based budget in this state passed. Mm. But anyway, so it ended up, the bipartisan budget that ultimately was adopted had good things in it. It had spending caps, bonding caps, all of these great things that happen as a result of people being forced to work together. You know, and I'm not saying Democrats are bad, and I'm not trying to go down that hole, but you know, in all politics, one party system is bad. It's bad because, like, I always say to people when we talk about politics, you know, one party doesn't represent all of the state. There's a plethora of people who are being underrepresented as a result of a one party system in one way or the other. Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter. I don't know if there's a way that, like, politics can make it so, like, you know, you have to elect two Republicans, two Democrats, or 3 and 3, or 10 and 10, whatever the numbers equal out to. But I almost think that that's the world that we should be going to, because at the end of the day, like, you get a little bit of what you want, I get a little bit of what I want, right? It's not like solely what you want, and, you know, essentially there's a good population that's being left out of conversations, being left out of, like, being represented, all that other stuff.
Right, right.
And at the end of the day, it makes for a more holistic representation, right? Because everyone feels like they're being represented, whether it's, you know, I wanted this and I only got a fraction of this, or I wanted this and I only got a fraction of that. Like, I don't know, man. It's just...
Well, what you're talking about, how do we get there?
I mean, it's never going to happen because that essentially says you overhaul our entire political makeup and our entire political structure.
Well, isn't that what needs to happen?
Well, I mean, I think that we're getting to a point where, like, people are getting fed up with the two-party system. I'm not saying bring in a third party, although I have no problems with that. I think that, like, you bring in a third party. Bring in a third party. I mean, we should have, you know, even, like, the most remote candidate, if you're a Green Party candidate and you want to run for governor, like, you should have the same platform as everyone else in all avenues. Like, if you're running and you're the chosen candidate for that party during that election cycle for that particular office, you should have the same opportunity to speak out and fight for whatever issues that your party or whatever you stand for as do the other two candidates. I think that's, you know, like, there's talk of, like, you know, a lot of states are talking about doing, like, a ranking system where essentially, like, you have candidates on a ballot and you rank your candidates. So essentially, so it allows a more truer balance of, you know, like, I didn't get my first choice, but my second choice was
rather than,
you know what I mean? So, yep. Like, they're thinking that's probably
who's talking about
that? Well, there was talk of, like, there other states are talking about doing that as well for ranking. I don't know if it's for, like, governorship, this type of thing, presidents. There's talk of doing it on a presidential level and things like that. Yeah.
One of the things that I kind of heard, it's funny how, you know, where you find things. Like, I spend a lot of time, not a lot of time, but enough time on TikTok. And one of the things that...
Chinese TikTok?
Chinese That's TikTok. The one thing I don't follow.
I'm not on TikTok. Yeah, but I'm so afraid of TikTok. You want to talk about being tracked? Dude, yeah, you should see the things that you agree to. I read a huge article about
going on TikTok months ago when it was owned by a Chinese company, all the things that you're essentially agreeing to as part of being on TikTok, and it was like, holy fuck, dude. Mm. Like, you would never agree to it if you could read it all.
Yeah.
But every social media.
Yeah, but I think that was like...
That's any app. They get you by the balls.
Balls.
If they're popular enough, they can change it to be...
They're reading iMessage now.
Yeah, I heard that. Facebook message, yeah.
No.
I heard Facebook Messenger, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm talking about your Apple iPhone. If you, well, you're an Android guy, huh?
No, I have an iPhone.
Oh, you do?
Android.
Dude, something.
Am I 65?
One of the group texts I'm in, somebody has an Android.
Yeah, you get the green message.
You texted my mom?
I can't leave the group chat. It's really annoying.
You texted my mom.
But no, Tucker, you know how, did you watch Tucker? He lost his documents. Yeah. The UPS took it.
Yeah.
How did they find that out? If he texted his buddy over here, hey, send me that. How did they know that that was going
to
be there?
Well, they're listening to him.
Tucker's a good old Republican. Ooh. That's why.
But what I was going to say was, you know, we're talking about changing the system, and Big Mike sent me this girl, and she starts talking about things to change in politics. And one of them was to remove the party designation in front of the candidates and not line them up in party fashion either. Right. So this way here, you wouldn't know if you're not following politics, you don't know who's who. You can't just go there and be like, this is the Republican line and this is the Democrat line. So like people who just vote down party line, you wouldn't be able to just go, you know, and be done with it. You know, if you mix them up, you'd have to find your candidates. And
that means you'd have to pay attention.
So you'd have to pay attention. You'd actually have to go in and read what these people are about. And then you would pick the candidate accordingly. I mean, obviously, in today's day and age, like once you start doing your research, you're going to find out what party they're for, but at least now you're reading about that candidate. And I was like, well, that's actually...
When did it go off the path like that? Because I don't see a problem with voting across party lines. Like, I don't understand why people just toe the line and that's it. Like, wouldn't you vote for the policies that you want? Like,
yeah, but I think the general... I mean, again, I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think generally there's distinct differences that separate people's vote, right? Like, you would argue that Democrats are more free with the money,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Republicans are more like, let's cut the spending. You know, like, for example, like, I would argue that most Republicans believe more freedoms, less government, less mandates, you know, less government intrusion, less, you know,
get out of my
things
life,
like that. Yeah, house. Essentially, like, let you live your life. Like, I'm not trying to generalize the party because I'm sure that there people fall on both sides of that. But, like, generally, I would argue that that's the majority of what Republicans stand for as, like, surface level. And then they get deeper with, like, 2A stuff and, you know, like, you know, abortion and whatever. But, and then I think that, like, Democrats hold tight on, you know, big on government services and doing that type of thing.
And social services.
Yeah, and just, you know, things like that. So I think that, like, you know, not even abortion, because I feel like that's one of those issues that is either black or white. There aren't many other, in my opinion, there are very few issues that are black or white, right? Like, I feel like, for me, that's a black or white issue. You either are or you're not. Like, you can be in between on a lot of other things, fiscally, socially, but I feel like that, I don't know many people that sit in the gray area of that.
On abortion?
Yeah.
You well, either, define a gray area. On
well, that. I mean, I think that you can, like, okay, I'll talk
because
about.
Because if you believe there's certain qualifications for abortion, is that the gray area? Because you, now you're for it, but, like, just to have it?
Well, no, people, I mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably as close as I can get to describing what I think the gray area is. I personally think, this is just, again, my personal opinion. What?
Sorry.
No, I'm trying to, like, do this.
No, I understand exactly what you're doing and how why you're doing it. Like, that's why it's kind of, like, funny to me.
It's hard because, like,
to watch you try and color within the lines.
No, for me, abortion is, I guess there's a lot of debate on, Is it a life, right? I think that's the crux of, like...
What determines life?
Right. And I think that's the crux of, like, where a lot of people vary, right? For me, It is. From the moment that thing is fertilized, that is human life.
Conception.
Yes. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of that has to do with like my Catholic upbringing and how I was raised. That's just me. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not, mm-hmm. none of that. There are others who don't believe that is in a life at all until you know, whatever, or they don't. Right. And so I think that this is really tough. So like where it's, this is like the worst topic I could have brought up.
I'm sorry.
No, because I feel like
I'm trying to learn from you because I look up to you. You're a pretty smart guy.
No, I just feel like that is one of those issues where I say it's a life from the moment it happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there are a lot of people that don't. And I totally respect other people's opinions. And I honestly like I can really totally respect and understand when women say that's my body. That's right. I shouldn't be making decisions for your body. But at the same time, morally, for me, we say that murder is wrong in every normal civilized part of our society. We say that that's wrong. And we punish people who do murderous acts or commit murder or whatever it may be. But yet, because a woman deems that body is not a life, it's not murder. You know what I'm saying? So for me, like I have a really hard time. I have a really hard time getting that part of it. Like,
well, it's like you said, it's your Catholic upbringing, and I've come up in that life as well. So I understand exactly what you're saying. You almost feel that you need to protect that life.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that a woman doesn't have a right to her body. I do. I do really believe that. I truly believe that. But I also feel that we need, as a society, need to understand or need to figure out, like, what... like what the pure definition of a life is, because I feel like we don't even agree on that simple level. So like we'll never agree on what that life 6 months from now is, or 2 weeks, or 8 months, whatever that is. Like, because if you don't think it's a life from the beginning, and I do, we're already you're in Saturn and I'm on Earth, right. or Mars. Well, you know, like
that's one of the things. Like, I mean, you can take it for what it's worth, but like the rapper like Tom McDonald. He's a very controversial rapper, and it's a lot of like social issues. And one of his lines in one of his recent songs is, "Bacteria is life on Mars, but a heartbeat's not life on Earth." And it's just like, how do we make that distinction? Like, if you're literally going to say, I mean, because you can tell where his upbringing is. I don't want to speak for his upbringing, obviously, but where his mental status is of, this is bacteria, and you're considering it life. That's a heartbeat. What do you need to live? You need a heartbeat to live, right?
Right.
So that's alive.
Right. And people argue that, like, well, it's inside of me. It needs my life to live. But it's like, how is that any, you know, like, I don't know. I mean, again, you know, I'm not criticizing what other people believe. And I'm not saying that my way is right. I'm just saying, like, where I stand and the hardest part of understanding where other people are coming from is that, you know, because to me, from the very beginning, that's what it is, you know, like, so I'm not saying that I won't listen to you. And I really, I always try to really, really, truly understand where other people come from on issues, especially like that, because like, I feel like we've become a society that like, it's so fucking divisive and it's so like my way or your way. And it's like, there is gray and I'm fine being in gray, but I want to know, like, I guess I want to better understand what each of our definitions of gray are, so we can maybe find things that we agree on,
right.
And you can say, hey, listen, you know what? I don't feel that way, but I, because you know what? You may teach me something that I don't know. Again, I'm not a woman, you know, like that's not my body.
Right.
You know, like that statement about like,
the problem with what you're saying is there is no, like, almost like you said, we're so divisive. There is no more dialogue,
but there's also,
and that's the problem, that people can't even openly have a dialogue. You know, like when we sat down like with Hector and Big Mike and you start talking about racism and stuff like that, you're talking about this big, huge hot button topic. And it's just like, but you're having a dialogue. You're allowing people to express the views from both sides without, you know, climbing across the table and ripping the fucking guy's head off, you know. And it's funny how it almost goes back to a TikTok I just watched. You know, it's funny. Blair's always getting on me, like, oh, I watched a video the other day. And it's just like, fuck, you're always watching videos. But the guy started talking about cognitive dissonance, where you can have two opposing thoughts in your head and you can actually like deal with it. But for most people, it produces a fight or flight. You are either working with it or you want to essentially attack it, you know, or run away or and hide in your own beliefs, or you want to attack this person. Like, and that's kind of like where we are now. You've gone so polar.
And I feel like the most important part of dialogue is having two people willingly accept that we're going to both learn from each other, right?
And I
don't feel like we are as a society that way at all. I feel like people go into conversations and people go into, you know, like debate, whatever it may be, with this is how I feel and nothing you say is going to change my mind, right? So us talking to each other is stupid, right? Like it doesn't do anything for anyone.
Because, it turns into a competition.
Well, and it doesn't, it's a right or wrong, right? Like, and it's become like, I'm right, you're wrong, you're an idiot, and I'm not. You know, like, and both people feel that way. No one goes out feeling any smarter. No one's learned anything about the other person. And that's the world that it's scary, but like, that's where we are right now as a society.
I mean, like you said, the competition, it's, you gotta have a winner and a loser. But you can't just have conflicting ideas and have a conversation, and maybe we find somewhere in the middle where we can both stand on this.
And we can disagree, and we can, that's the best part of it too, is like, we can still disagree. But I will respect everything that you say because I respect you as a person and I respect how you feel. And I want to understand how you feel because, you know what, again, you may say something that changes how I think. You know, like I don't go into, you know, political stuff and say like, I'm fucking right, you're wrong. Yeah, am I pretty hell-bent on the things that I feel? Yeah, but I don't go in thinking like, I have nothing to learn from you. You know, like you have nothing to offer this conversation because we're not going to get it. We're not going to agree. Like, I want to know why you feel the way you feel because not only does it enlighten me, it opens other things that, you know, like it just gets me thinking and then it gets me thinking about other things. And, you know, I don't know. It makes me a better person in the general sense of it. But
yeah,
we're way off the cue topic.
I was like, let's go. Let's
rein it back in.
Save Jay. We'll pull him out of the water.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
I think you did a good job.
Thanks. I went yeah. Buck like ham.
Bosses would be
Buck
happy.
Ham.
Goddamn
IPAs.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, we can, like I said, I knew this was going to happen. This is how it always happens. It's essentially the perfect, like you say, the perfect title of a podcast is all over the everywhere because this is, it always happens. You start talking about a certain subject and then it's like, then you get into this and there's left turn, left turn, left turn, left turn. And now you're off into God knows where.
Jay's like, got you believing in aliens on planet Uranus.
Wow.
I can't believe you don't believe in aliens.
No, I don't.
Just when you think you know a guy.
No. I believe that there are other things. I don't know if they're like physical people beings thing, you know?
Well, not that I want to say aliens or anything, but did you see the thing that came down from NASA in one of their like deep space telescopes?
The rogue planet?
No, the star that exploded. And they say that it was 70 million light years away, which means that star exploded 70 million years ago. And like we were just seeing the light.
I took an astronomy class in college. I will tell you this. It was the hardest class I've ever taken in my life because it was like three levels of calculus. And that's all we did was math. And I told you earlier that math is not my shit. Right?
Astronomy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. Well, I thought that I was going
to
learn about stars and like cool shit.
Where are you going, Joba? You're like running away over there. Like, come back
worst.
To the table.
It was the worst. All I did was math.
Oh.
All I did was math. But, yeah. So it wasn't what I thought about, like, hey, that's Orion, or that's Leo. No, it was like, hey, this star met this star in D galaxy, and they had a baby in C galaxy, and one of them exploded. How old is that star?
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Mass times matter. Like Einstein was a genius, dude. It just made me realize when you start doing some of the mathematical equations and you're like using, you know, the structures by people that you've heard of, you're like, my God, he's so fucking smart. I can't do the math, let alone think of the equation that solves the math. You know, like that's way out there. Forget about it. Well, I got an A in the lab because I had a partner.
I like that.
Or this one.
Wow.
Boom. That's a perfect that. Perfect.
Yeah. But you're just talking about aliens. It's like, you're not talking about rabbit holes. How much can you jump down that rabbit hole?
That one's never ending.
Of how you go from aliens to Dums to Antarctica to Antarctica is like my new like favorite thing. Playing chords over here.
Oh, it's fucked up.
Stop fucking it up. Don't fuck it up.
Antarctica. Yeah, that's a rabbit hole in itself.
Dangerous. I haven't been there.
I'd love to go there.
I would love to go there.
I would love to go there. Yeah. It's expensive though.
Because this flight is probably like 2 weeks, right? How long does it take to get there? It's got to be forever.
No. The flight, it's unless you're involved with science, I don't think you can actually
go there.
Step foot on it. They do like boat tours around it.
So people don't live in Antarctica?
Oh, yeah. Science people. You know, they live on McMurdo Station or Russia has their station.
Oh, really? So they're not physical, like, inhabited
Nobody lives there.
Like an indigenous people?
Yeah, just in general?
No.
No one went to Antarctica and shit got real?
It's all science.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's some kind of treaty that says nobody can own that land. Mm-hmm. It's for science only.
Mm-hmm. Antarctica has a whole other deep state.
that'd be the place, right?
There is some talk.
Let's spit it. Let's hear it. I don't know it. So I don't know nothing.
It started like back in World War II. They said that like Hitler
Nazis.
Yeah, Nazis were doing.
There's a lot of crazy shit I've been
big
seeing.
Big things down
big
there.
Big things, dude.
There's a lot of crazy Pyramids. Shit Pyramids. I've seen about Nazis like being.
I think I've sent you some stuff about that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was in the group chat, but I definitely sent Job a few things about that.
Yeah, we sidebar.
Yeah, we do.
That's nice.
Well, it's aliens. You don't believe in aliens.
Yeah, but
so
you
why
put
do we
them in
talk
a conversation.
You
guys. I mean, there's 800 texts a day. I think I can handle another 12 more.
I gotta. You know, speaking of that, I gotta look into how many I go through now because I'm in like 6 or 7.
That's nice. You guys sidebar on a text with me. I'm the only other person in the fucking conversation.
Every group text has
that's
sidebar.
All right, I'm gonna remember that.
Nothing personal.
I'm gonna sidebar the two of you fucks.
You do?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You sidebar me.
No, you
had a conversation one time until like 2 a.m. without him.
Oh,
Because I was going.
Well, because you don't. I know you don't sleep. That's the only reason why we had a
Those
sidebar.
Those who know don't sleep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't sleep. I literally don't go to bed till like 2:30 every morning. Right. 3 o'clock every morning. And it's a lot of it.
One to three.
Yeah, a lot of it for me is like, you know, having a little girl, being in a house, in the climate that we live in. I'm just always nervous, you know.
Anxiety.
Yeah, I mean it's true. My wife bought me those gummy things that are supposed to help you sleep, and I refuse to take them.
Melatonin.
The green, they're purple. It's like a purple bottle.
I don't know.
They're well known to work. I just refuse to take them because I'm afraid that I'll sleep through something bad. That's why I don't take them. Swear to God. That's why I don't take them.
One of the things following other podcasts and stuff like that, they started talking to this one guy where he started taking like vitamin D. Like, and vitamin D is not it's not actually a vitamin.
Take magnesium if you don't sleep.
They were saying like it's almost like a hormone almost. The way vitamin D interacts inside your body, it's essentially like a hormone.
Wow.
And like that it can change certain things within your body, and you have to like keep your vitamin D level at a certain level. And if you fall below a certain count, like that's when you really start getting sick. That's why so many people in the wintertime get sick, because you're wearing long sleeves, you're not out in the outside, you're not taking in so much sun, like because that's your main essential source of like vitamin D. And then one of the other things they said was also take melatonin, because melatonin interacting with vitamin D is like really good for like your health. So I was like, all right, melatonin is what people take to essentially fall asleep.
And magnesium does the same thing.
And stay asleep. Yeah. So I'll tell you one thing.
It's good for white blood cells, white blood cell count, and it also helps you relax because it like releases shit in your body.
So Blair picked me up some vitamin D, which I've known vitamin D to be good for your immune system, because plenty of times when I was sick going to see the doctor, he's like, always like, oh, you need to get some vitamin D. Like
the jokester in me wants to say vitamin D, you know, everyone needs a little vitamin.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
taking a lot of D lately, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
Dick,
sorry,
dick. But no, the melatonin, like, truthfully, it works.
Really?
And I
didn't work for me.
And I was taking one because the instruction says take one, and I had never taken it before. So I was like, all right, let me start with one. And, like, I noticed, like, I would take it in, like, half hour, 40 minutes later, I'd be gone. Like, especially if I couldn't sleep. Ooh. And, like, now I'm, like, it was just, like, ritualistically just taking it. I'd actually take two before I go to sleep. And I find that I actually stay asleep, like, and I actually sleep a little bit better.
Really?
With the melatonin, yeah. Lucky. So maybe you just got to up the dosage.
I don't know. I've been wired this way since I was a kid.
Here they are. This is what they're called. Ollie, sleep for a healthy sleep cycle. Melatonin, botanicals, and some other bullshit. Oh, boy. Doesn't work. Yeah, so I won't take them. That's what they are.
Well, you can't say it doesn't work because you
haven't taken them. Well, it doesn't work because I'm not taking them, right?
It's tough for them to work when they can't get out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Huh?
That sounded like something Bob would say.
Yeah.
Doesn't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't work because I'm not taking it.
Yes. But honestly, like, I'm afraid to take them because I'm afraid that I'll fall too deep asleep and won't be able to, like I always feel that, and maybe now it's even more, you know, heightened with my wife being pregnant and all that stuff, but, like, I'm always on, you know, like, especially not having a firearm in the house. Like, I probably would sleep better if I did, but I feel like the craziness of the world and the way people are and the things that are happening, like, I'm just always... I'm just in bed, like, literally, like, you know, waiting. And then eventually, like, fatigue just kind of kicks my ass, and I'm like, okay, you can't sit up any longer. And then I sleep till fucking 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so tired.
Yeah. Oh, what happens to me? I fell asleep with my phone on my face. Woke up this morning, phone was dead on my face.
I fall asleep with, I have a headset on. So, like, I watch TV, like, if I'm watching crazy shit. Like, I'll put it on the TV and I watch headphones so Kendra can sleep.
I've definitely fallen asleep, like, with my phone, like, under me. And then, like, your body must, like, in know that it's something there. So you sleep in, like, a weird position and you wake up and, like, wow, that's my back. And you roll over and, like, the fuck is that? And, like, oh, look, it's my phone.
I texted 12 people, you know.
Yeah. That's always, like, my fear. Like, you're on, like, you're, like, searching stuff on, like, YouTube or something. Or you're on the internet and, like, you fall asleep in your phone and you're, like, hands just, like, sending messages or something, like... Oh, God, what did I just send people?
What is this? Operation High Jump?
Operation High Jump is one of...
Is it Q thing?
I don't know if he directly said anything about it, but it might have been... He's pointed in Antarctica a few times, if I remember correctly.
Wikipedia? That's you.
Yeah. Q-pedia.
Yeah.
Q-pedia.
I know. Everybody treats me as like the...
Jobopedia?
Everybody treats me as like the resident Q guy. That's why I'm in all these...
Well, you just admitted that you spent 10 hours reading shit.
That was a little bit of an exaggeration.
Okay, 8.5 hours.
Yeah, it's probably like 7.
Okay, 7 hours. That's like 5 hours more than me.
But no, there was definitely... I don't know if it was a Q thing, but there might have been somebody posted on... it was probably a Twitter hole that I fell down for... You start following certain people on Twitter that post certain things, and this is where, you know, I always tell people you got to do your own research. So you got to follow certain people that are known to give you proper information. So it's like when you start getting somebody who says something about Antarctica, and then they say Operation High Jump, and there's actually a video on YouTube, and if you don't search it correctly, you cannot find it. And it starts talking about Operation High Jump, where the U.S. military sent, like, if I remember correctly, it's like 6 or 7 ships, and one of them was like an
13
aircraft.
13 ships. 4,700 men, 33 aircraft.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm recalling it.
Yeah, you're recalling it. You're reading
recalling it right from Wikipedia.
Wikipedia here. But there was, they start talking about how there was interviews with, like, the Admiral, like, before he died, and he starts talking about, like, the shit that they saw. Like, they went in there, and, like, they immediately, like, turned around. They're like, nope. This is not happening.
What do they see? Aliens?
And it was like almost like aliens, but it was like they were seeing...
It's not Amelia Earhart.
It was aircraft. But you're talking like...
Conspiracy shit?
JFK Jr.
Yeah.
You're talking...
Princess Di,
World War
JFK
II
flying a plane.
No, but it was... They started talking in the video. They were like flying aircraft that they couldn't identify with Nazi symbols on them.
Oh, yeah.
So they were like almost like... Well, a lot of people think that... Well, not. Well, yeah, I can say a lot of people think. There's plenty of people
more
who
than
think
one.
That Antarctica is kind of like the entrance to, if you want to talk about like hollow earth kind of, like some theories to where that could be where aliens are staying. And like that was one of the things that at that time, like obviously the Nazis got there first, Germany got there first.
But isn't the climate there like really unforgiving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Six months of daylight, but there's also, 6 months of darkness.
So it's like Alaska.
Below zero.
Like cold.
Yeah.
Right.
But even to that point, there was what? It was the Russians that just finished drilling, and they were talking about that creature that they found. So there's a lake actually in Antarctica. You can look it up. There's a lake, and it's so far down that you have to like drill to get there. And it took them like 8 months to drill through the ice to get to this.
No shit.
And they sent people down. And when you get down there, it's actually a freshwater lake, like huge underneath the ice. And that when they say they got there, it was almost like, you know, like these movies that you watch where you go through the ice or you go through the fucking mountain and you come out and it's like this utopia, you know. But they said it was like actual like life, wow, like here. And that they were in the
under the ice?
Under the
under
ice.
The ice.
Mermaids? Under the ice. Yeah.
Like mermaids?
So they're saying that there was this creature.
Mermaids?
I'll have to find the video and I'll have to send it to you. Not mermaids, but there was a creature
merman.
That
there's some fucked up shit in the ocean. I'm that's another thing I'm not a big fan of. Open water.
I don't like going out past like my nips. I don't go in water past my nips.
Nips.
I'm serious.
I hate open water.
I would taste
like
delicious.
I'll do it just because I don't want to get like chastised, but I don't even like tubing on boats and lakes.
Why?
It's open water.
Eaten by a water.
Do you know what is in the water?
Guppies? Like a 40-pound guppy?
I've been in some big lakes, man. There's more than guppies in there.
Huh?
No.
Well, depending on how big the lake is.
Candlewood Lake? I know.
They're saying that a lake is not open water.
It's deep water where you can't see the bottom.
Okay. What are you afraid of?
That's completely different than open water.
Like I don't like water that's like mixed. Like where the ocean meets like, you know, lakes or ponds, streams. Like I don't like, because there's avenues like Rhode Island, for example, where we go in Rhode Island. We have the ocean, and then the ocean it doesn't end, but like there's like a rock wall that leads in Narragansett out to the ocean, right? But if you come back through the rock wall, like you're going to dock the boat, there's an area people swim in, take their boats out, and I'd be afraid to go in that water because essentially it's the same water that touches shark water. Like, who's to say that sharks don't adapt to, you know, more open water that's not salt water, right?
Right.
I'm not going to be a statistic. Fuck that. I refuse. But like a lake that I know, like
evolution.
You know, like sharks. The lake, like or a river, like Connecticut River,
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I've never been there, so I can't really.
It's a big lake.
You ever been to what was the lake I just saw 2 seconds ago?
Candlewood Lake.
Candlewood. That's a big lake. It's the biggest lake in Connecticut. I'd go in there. I wouldn't worry.
But anyway. So underneath Antarctica, there's a fucking lake.
A utopia.
That you can actually look it up, that the Russian scientists, they drilled down to this.
And now we're believing Russians again.
Well,
okay.
The Russians and the fucking, you know, well, nobody believes the Germans anymore, but still.
Well, a lot of people
think. So they went down in there and they interacted with a creature that is unknown to them. They said it was squid-like, but actually, like, instead of just changing color, which it did, it actually changed, like, shape.
To a person?
Like, and it did. Like, they claimed that it didn't almost look like a person. Like, it was mimicking them. But they said that it fucking tore through, like, two of their crew and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
That's why I was just trying to find it.
A lot of people think Hitler lost World War II on purpose to protect what was down in Antarctica.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That ego? No way.
Well, do you think that, well, now that you want to jump, we can jump into the Hitler train here. Do you think he actually killed himself? Or do you think he fucking
I was actually watching something the other day that said they didn't physically have his body to test when the bunker went to shit.
Well, and they didn't have their body because the Russians beat us there. That's why.
And they said that the dental records and the things that they've claimed are him are actually not him at all. And they think that, like, they found lookalikes for the two of them. Bang, bang. They split out along with other Russians who are very well sought after. And they relocated to Argentina and a lot of other places like
Argentina's like the big one that I've heard a lot of.
Do I believe that? I mean, yeah, I believe that. He could take off, no problem. Yeah, I mean, of course. I don't think, but to me, that isn't so far-fetched. Like, underwater utopias where squid people live. I mean, I'm not pooping on what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, for the average person, that's a little, for me.
Oh, you're poo-pooing him.
No, I'm just saying that's, for me, that's a little less credible. Like, do I believe that Hitler could take off and the influence that he had at the time? Of course. Why would you stick around when you knew you were all going to die, right? You it was over. Like, the war was over. You were all going to be torched if you were caught. Like, why would you not escape, you know?
I'm trying to see if this was actually in my YouTube history or if it was one of those videos you click on from Twitter and it takes you to YouTube because then it never ends up in your history.
Right.
I will definitely search for it and find it.
Send it.
Because there's definitely like the Operation High Jump one. Because I know I searched that on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna look it up now. But
in my search, all I had to get halfway through Operation, and it was up there as you know with the symbol that you searched it.
Yeah, before. I didn't come across it. Like I said, I have so many different rabbit holes that I'm in that like I don't have.
So fill us in on some other stuff.
Dude, you always put me on the
spot. No, I mean because I feel like you're very well versed in this topic, like. You should be talking a hell of a lot more than I should.
I know, I should be.
Dude, it's all right. I mean, it's... There's just so much stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
It really isn't. I mean, I know that if people are essentially still listening to us at this point, like, we've definitely gone away from Q. And that's, you know, that's kind of the main mission of this.
I think me to properly to do that topic justice, I need to be better prepared. I let you guys down.
Which is fine. I mean, I did tell you that we were kind of like down. Off the cuff it, but I mean, I was almost thinking, you know what I was thinking today? I was like, how interesting would it be to do almost like do a podcast like as like the election, like at night, like that night?
Yeah, I'm thinking about having a party.
Really? Yeah. I have to spend the day with the campaign I'm running.
I was already talking to the guy at work today. Time? I was like, I'm not going to sleep.
8.
Really?
Yeah. And then we go to like the House Republicans have like they do it every year and they're doing it again this year. But like after when you're all done with your campaigns and all that stuff, because people are still calling, doing phone calls that day. Like it doesn't stop. Like it really doesn't stop. And then we go back. And then when the numbers come in, we have a board, we write the races, blah, 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 blah. You know, hopefully this year for us as Republicans,
there's a lot better. Of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I mean, but it's like, you know, like you work your campaigns, you do that part of it during the day. Like I'll be with the campaign that I'm helping the entire day because, you know, like I'm vested in her because she's a rep that I work for, you know? And so like my goal, I mean, I think she'll win, but like just, you know, keeping her, you know, kind of not worried, you know, cause it's a stressful day. I mean, these people work like the fucked up thing about state politics is that people don't really know is like, it's a part-time, we have a part-time legislature, right? So they're only there depending on the year, you know, and in an election year. So like after November, they'll go in, they'll get sworn in January and they'll stay till June. Right. And then the following year, it'll go February to May. So like during an election year, it's a shortened session. During a non-election year, it's a longer session. So like, these people, I'm not bullshitting. Like, they work their ass off. Like, they're generally assigned to committees. So, like, we may have, say, I'm just guessing, 25 committees.
Okay.
Each person, each rep is generally assigned to at least 3 committees. So, like, on top of when they're in there voting on bills and things like that, like, the precursor to that is you sit in a committee and you listen to bill proposals throughout the year, and then... You know, then they decide, oh, we're going to go into session to vote on A, B, and C. And then we're going to go into session to vote on
these bills from this committee and this committee, and they listen to public hearings, and they're there, you know, depending on the magnitude of the bill, they can be there for 12 hours listening to public hearings testimony. Yeah, so like people don't understand, like, they volunteer to do this work, but it's so much more than like what people think. You know, they make $25,000 as a state rep. It's nothing. Like, it's not, you know, these people do the job because they want to serve. Like, it's not, they don't do it for the clout or the money, or because it's not there. You know what I mean? Like, you legitimately are a state rep because you care about our state and you care about making a difference.
Right.
It's nuts, man. It's, you know, like, our job as a press person is, you know, when they're in session, there's nights where, you know, like, for example, like, there was a session last year before pre-COVID and all the, before COVID and all this stuff. It was like, they were there from like 8 at night until 6 o'clock, the next 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock the next morning.
Wow.
Yeah. Minimum wage, man. That was a huge deal. Mm. You know, things like that. So like, these people really, really put their all into what they do. So like, I'll be with her all day just to kind of, because I care, I want her to be reelected. She's a good rep. You know, she's, you know, good for the state, cares about her people that she represents, and, you know, and I care about having her back, and, you know, so I want to, you know, work with her and keep her mind relaxed and comfortable, and because it's a lot. I mean, you're jumping around from your polling places depending on where you live. Like, you know, larger districts may have 5 or 6 polling places. You know, you may have one, you know, like for Doc Pettit, he's one of the reps I work with. He has Plainville, New Britain, so he has 2 polling places. Some people have, you know, depending on where you live, one of the other reps that I worked for, he's in a more, I don't have him anymore, but he's in a more remote area. He, you know, he had 9 towns. So depending on if each town has a polling place, he's got to move himself between 9 towns.
Right.
But, crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've done enough damage for one evening, I would say. We'll definitely be doing this again, and we'll definitely be a little more organized next time.
After the election. Post-election.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Thursday before the election now, so I don't know, maybe we'll talk about it maybe next Thursday or something.
Yeah.
Look at our schedules and everything. But we'll definitely be more organized, and maybe next time we'll just try and keep it to 3 or 4 topics and just... Yeah. Hash those out in detail and try and keep somewhat on track.
Focus.
Well, yeah, have people who listen to this submit questions that they maybe didn't feel got answered.
Yeah.
Or
yeah, I mean, if there's definitely anything, you know, that you think you have a question about Q or anything, even that we talked about, I mean, let us know. I mean, we'll definitely try and hit it up and answer it as best as we can, for sure. But other than that,
send it.
Just gonna send it.
That dude is a riot.
Just woke
that
up.
That mullet rocks, dude.
Just woke up. You guys don't think I'm gonna send it?
God, that rocks.
I used to have.
All right, guys. We'll see you guys next time. Thanks, guys. Thanks for starting this venture. See you guys next time.
Get some sleep.